What is it about Christmas that is so compelling, that is so beautiful? I mean, we hear the same story year after year, and yet every year it touches us so very deeply. I mean, the music of Christmas seems more poignant. It seems more joyous, even though perhaps it is the most familiar music that we have. You know, maybe it's the lights and the decorations. Maybe it's the celebrations, the time with family and friends that enhance our experience of the nativity narrative. Perhaps it's just the innocency of it all. There's a purity in the story. It inspires us to better things. Maybe it's just because it's at this dark time of year and it's this sense of turning, right? But I think probably all of those things combined and others that I haven't mentioned kind of just bring the story home and let it resonate in our hearts. Of course, you know, we know from the biblical narrative that the heart of the Christmas story is gift. It's about giving. It is really, and you know, gift, when you look at it, is really about the thing that matters most. It's about love. And, you know, we're not going to confuse real love with just feelings, right? Feelings, no doubt, are real, but they are not in themselves love. Love is the sacrificing of the self for the benefit of another. It's not dependent upon the outcome. It's not dependent upon the reward for the person that loves, that gives of himself. It's not dependent upon recognition. We don't do it so that we feel better for other people to say, oh, look how good that person is. You know, matter of fact, you would say the truest love is those things that go unrecognized. Maybe those things that we do out of the purest motives that don't even accomplish what they are set out, what they are intended to accomplish. You know, love is a complete, unself-conscious gift. The truest love happens when we're so focused on the object of our love that we forget completely about ourselves. And this is where that sense of purity of the Christmas story comes in. It's the complete offering of God to humanity. It is the complete gift of God, of the eternal, transcendent divinity to us. God in Christ gave himself to us without reservation. This is the core of the Christmas story. This is the epitome of true love. Yet there's something more than even this that still resonates with us. The nativity story shows us a world in chaos, an oppressed world, a hopeless world. And God enters into that hopelessness, not as a wrecking ball. Remember, you know, when he first judged the world, he flooded it and it was destroyed and he started from scratch. He doesn't do that this time. Instead, he comes as a small, minuscule, insignificant point of hope. And yet in that point of hope, God begins to reorder the cosmos. He does it through a baby. Mary and Joseph and the newborn Jesus are poor, cold, hungry, probably dirty. But because of their love for God and his love for them, for us, these things don't matter. Love brings hope. In the Nativity, we see that the insignificant things are actually really the most significant. We see the cosmos is reordered by God's love, and this shows us how to love. We see that our actions in the small things have cosmic consequences. And we comprehend in the story of Christmas that there is a purpose to it all. The love of God revealed in Christ leads us to understand that we are headed for complete joy, and that is our eternal destiny. The temptation for us is that when we turn away from this season, when we turn back away from the manger and return to the normal 51 other weeks of the year, that we forget the significance of this moment. And in doing so, we forget the significance of all moments. This, then, is the challenge of Christmas for us, that we would perpetually, always, remember the love of God that is shown to us in this incomprehensible gift. His gift of love in Christ gives us hope. And his hope assures us that the struggles and pain we endure are not pointless. They will bring us to everlasting joy and to unspeakable glory. Therefore, let us resolve to embrace the love, the hope, the eternal purpose of Christmas every day and every moment of our lives. The baby who was born for us grew to be the man who sacrificed himself for us upon the cross. Let us honor God's gift to us by always giving all that we are and all that we have back to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.